Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to class number 11 of the Obsession Beast Parent Education Level 1 course. And in this class, we're going to be discussing the 101 plus game-based techniques. Let me say that again. Today in this class, we're going to be discussing the 101 plus game-based techniques. So the question at hand is, did you know that there are 101 game-based skills players need to master? This is not physical, mental, tactics. This is technique that players need to master. Now, moving with this, before we get into the actual meat and whatnot of the actual class, these are not cone drills. All of these exercises that you're going to see, or like the descriptions of them, can be basically done without a single cone. And before I really jump into this, I want you to understand the difference. So what I have found is in countries that are less educated about football development, so USA is a prime example, compared to a Brazil, a Spain, a France, an England, so on and so forth, you're going to see people take advantage and do what I call lazy coaching, when they're going to use, for example, 2 and 3 cone patterns. So these patterns are basically where you put like this, 2 cones down, and then a player is going to do like pull, push, pull up, bring it back, scissor, push, pull up, bring it back, scissor, push, like this, and repeat like this. And those patterns have found their way into youth development in less educated countries for player development, and they don't do a great job of transferring to the game, and it really helps develop players that have better skills, sure, but they are more freestyle-based technique. And if you can't translate it back to the game, then there's no way that it's applicable. So what you're going to see shortly is 101 plus skills that are game-based techniques that players need to have at least introduced and mastered with time from a game-based perspective to be able to implement in games. And that's why, like, I'm not a fan of the 2 cone patterns, because they're useful for when you have players that are very low or non-skilled. Then it's beneficial. You can use it. Okay. But once you get a player that's like average and higher, then the usefulness of that 2 cone pattern is not going to be very effective. I will add, though, before somebody, you know, says, Kyle, I can't believe you're saying this, is you can use cones. So, for example, you can use a cone as a defender. You dribble at the cone, do the skill, move on with your day, right? That type of stuff I even do. I try not to do it if I can get around not using a cone, but I'm specifically referencing those 2 cone, 3 cone, or whatever number of cone patterns that continuously be put into the American system, where people are making a lot of money not having to really teach anybody anything because it's just do this pattern. So just food for thought. Now let's actually look at the 101 skills. We're going to be looking at U8 and U9. I am not going to read every single one, so please be aware of that. I will, you know, highlight for you that there are 28 technical elements for a player to be introduced to at U8 and U9. And in green, you can see those are the main topics. Yellow are the subtopics. So example, first one, striking and making contact. There are 3 subtopics: on the ground, from the air, and off the bounce. And it repeats with the other one. So dribbling is the main topic. Subtopics are changes of direction and shielding, fakes and feints. And then flip side of that, receiving and turning, main topic, subtopic: on the ground, from the air, and off the bounce. And then you can see passing the ball is the main topic, tackling, throw-ins, and juggling are all main topics. And that is U8 and U9. 28 skills to be introduced at that age. Let's go to U10 now. 30 technical elements to be introduced. Again, same philosophy or same model with the methodology of green is the main topic, yellow subtopics underneath. And then please remember that these are introduced. They're not all going to be mastered right away, but they will take time to be introduced. And the other side of that is these are technically or technical skills. They're not mental skills or tactical skills or physical skills. This is technical based training. And again, it's all game-based technique. Like if you're looking at these and you're reading them, basically none of them need any cones. You can do it without a cone. Could you use a cone? Sure, but you don't need to use those two cone patterns from my advice and my experience. And if you need to take a picture, pause it, please do, or repeat it, the video, and that way you can watch it again, no problem. But that way you have access to it. Now, U11, 16 technical elements, following the same model, green, main topic, yellow subtopics with the things underneath as necessary. And U11 is 16 that are introduced, and it's a good amount of stuff. And you can see that there's juggling, there's still skill moves in terms of dribbling, very little passing. There's a little bit of passing, but not a lot. Tackling is another one. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into this. Now let's look at U12. There are 20 technical elements. And now you can see, for example, in the bottom right, we have heading introduced. So there's heading in place, heading a bouncing ball, and heading in the air. That's game-based, point being. You can even see, for example, if you look at passing the ball, there's long passes in the air, bending, driven ground passes, driven aerial passes, just a lot more stuff. And you can see now at U12, there's a lot less dribbling and a lot more passing and receiving. So those are just things to be mindful of. U13, 12 technical elements. And this, if you didn't know, is the last round of technical elements that are introduced from U8 to U13. So it's not U14, U15, U16, U8, U9, U10, U11, U12, and U13. Boom, done. Now that does not mean by U13 you master all of them. There might be some more timeline with that. But the point is, it is all introduced by that time. And they kind of like stack upon each other, by the way, in case you haven't noticed this. So the heading's still there, tackling's here, receiving and turning, striking and making contact. And those are the main pieces that come with U13. Now, notice the amount of techniques to learn, game-based techniques between U8 and U10. So if I go back to U10, there's 30 of them. If we go to U8 and U9, there are 28 of them. That's 58 total, almost 60 in 3 years. That they need to learn. So that's basically 20 a year, right? If you do the math correctly. Okay, now obviously there's certain timelines, but I think you get the point. So the question you have to answer for yourself is, should my focus as a parent be on the result of the player's games or the process of development? Well, hopefully from watching and seeing like those 100 plus technical skills, that the focus should be on the process of development, not just the result of the game. And here's why. If you look at, especially in this country of youth soccer, 98% of teams are booting, kicking, sending the ball long without trying to start the ball from the back and bring it forward. So what I always say is it's a process about development, teach the proper skill, and actually earn the right to win versus just kicking into a soccer ball. Because there is a difference between playing the game of football and kicking into a soccer ball. That is so good, I'm going to say it one more time. There is a difference between kicking into a soccer ball and playing the game of football. And that's where kick it, boot it, and send it stem from. So, is a $4 medal, a $50 trophy, and a post on Instagram worth more to you than your child's development? And, you know, you might argue and say, well, if they win, isn't that development? Well, if they're playing a certain way and there's a correct play style, yes, that's development. That's why I said they have to earn the right to win. Now, if you don't care how your child's team plays, so they can boot it, they can kick it, they can send it, and everything else that goes in between with that, and not have to actually improve skill, develop skill, and learn how to play football, then, you know, this class isn't for you anymore. Long story short. But yeah, I mean, a $4 medal and a $50 trophy and a post on Instagram, from my perspective, is not worth more than your child's development, even if they don't become a professional or collegiate player. You still want to teach them how to do the right things, at least I would hope so. So moving forward, can your child pass the following, what I call my child is good framework? This is actually something I previously shared on Instagram. It's actually one of my pinned, I think, reels, or maybe it's on the main page of my IG, but I've gotten a lot of negative comments and a lot of, not a lot, I'd probably say 90% negative and about 10% positive comments. And here's the test, or testing. 20 juggles, right foot, left foot, and both. So that's 20 right, 20 left, 20 both. Footwork with the outside inside, with the right, with the left, and both feet. Competent passing form with the right and with the left. Proper use of skill, and this doesn't mean just, you know, doing the scissor or doing a fake or doing the pullback. This means, can you use it at the correct moment at the correct time? That's why it says skill use, because anybody can sit here in front of, or I should say, you having 10 to 15 yards of space and do a scissor a bunch of times. Can you use it at the right moment, at the right time to beat or escape from your opponent? That's the whole point of the skill use. Then we have receiving with correct foot. That means if it's passed to you, you use the correct foot to receive it, and it's not a ball that bounces up, it stays by your feet, or at least just in front of your foot so you can do your next action. Proper physical condition for competitive sports, and this is big because a lot of times, you know, kids are either not in the correct shape, they're too heavy, or whatever their circumstance is, and they're not in the condition to play competitive sports. And then last one would be proper running mechanics. All those kind of go head to head with each other, they tie together. And you need to, this is a test that you can use, and you're probably thinking, Kyle, what is the deal with this test? And the point is, it's a guideline, it's a framework so you can identify if your child has the level of base skill to be successful in the sport. That's why it's quotes. My child is good. And it's just to help you have an idea if your child has a base level of skill to be successful and have some right to maybe win some games. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Now, moving forward, my recommendations are the following when it comes to 101 plus game-based techniques for this class. Focus on individual development and game-based techniques. I don't recommend the cone patterns, like two cone patterns and whatnot. Anything you can do with a ball, you can do without a cone, basically. And that doesn't mean you can't use cones. I'm just advocating against those two cone, three cone patterns. Do you need cones for any of the skill development? I think we've kind of highlighted that. No, you can use them. I recommend not. The less you can, the better. Like you could use a pull that's more representative of a defender, or maybe put another person there. Again, that gives more visual effect. And then notice the importance of development from U8 to U10 in techniques. Challenge your player with the testing found with the My Child is Good framework. And then really critically evaluate for yourself is a $4 medal and a $50 trophy, plus the Instagram post, more important than your child's long-term development. And that's the only person that can make that decision is you. As parents, you need to make that decision. Since you're in this class, you're probably thinking bigger picture, so that's great. I hope you continue to do so. And now, without further ado, guys, let's wrap up class number 11 and let's get into class number 12. See you there. Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you.